Mark, in Strategic News Service, you write that the key to success in science, technology, and business is coming up with the right idea in the first place. But that sounds easier said than done. How do you do that?
It seems to me there are two key tricks to this, if trick is the right word. And the first of these is learning how to see clearly. It's pretty obvious to those who've studied neurophysiology that we don't really see the world as it is. We see the world as we have chosen to see it. And that actually blocks our ability to take in information. Usually that's done by our brains because it's more efficient. But if you really care, if you're a scientist or you're running a business and you really care about seeing what's out there, you have to sacrifice some efficiency for clarity.
Okay, so we have to get rid of those preconceived notions.
Exactly right.
Once we do that, what then?
So once you've done that, let's call that learning to see, then there's the other part of the story, which is learning how to think. Learning to think is based on the patterns that we see. So whether you're trying to be Einstein or whether you're trying to be someone running a large corporation, you have to see patterns clearly and then process them, we would call it inductive reasoning, in a way which allows us to recognize what's coming to us out of those patterns. It could be patterns that are broken that are telling us something or patterns that are made.
Well, what's an example? Who really puts this method of yours to good use that you see out in the real world?
I think, Dave, that Steve Jobs did this a lot. And you'll notice he never did focus groups. He didn't ask very many questions of customers. He relied upon his own ability to see patterns in creating great products, probably the best product guy ever born. And so his repeated ability to do that, I think, came out of these two things, where he could see clearly what was actually out there, see the patterns that came to him, and then let that integrate into a product design.
Well, when it comes to the computing industry and technology, you mentioned Steve Jobs. I'm thinking about how tablets have overtaken the whole industry right now. It seems that having the right idea isn't all that it takes to be successful, because Bill Gates was way out in front pushing tablets years before the iPad came and dominated the industry.
Well, as usual, having the right idea is just step one. It needs more credit than it's usually given, because ideas really aren't cheap. Great ideas are really expensive. They're really hard to do. But once you've got a great idea, you still have to implement.
Well, what about our educational system? What can be done to teach people how to come up with the right ideas?
I think literally we'd have to have exercises that show kids or older students how to do this. And in fact, when you look at Piaget and early experts on early education, what you see are a very strong focus on puzzles and geometry, tiling, and all these things are pattern recognition. So there are ways of teaching this to young kids, and we should do more of it.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries, at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.